go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerdy 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam.
And Sean.
And live on the Skype hotline, we have
John.
John's been replaced by a robot.
I take that one back. Let me do that one again. 20,000 Rodkin John.
Well, I forgot the. Do you remember the roof names? Because I don't remember them.
It's like Maria or
it's
something.
Like Stella.
Or they were Russian names. You know.
Sure. Anyway, so how? Just first and foremost, how's everybody enjoying the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, this is good.
And how are we liking that Chara is going to ruin it for the Bruins?
I don't know if Chara is going to ruin it.
Chara is going to ruin it.
I don't know.
Yep. He already lost that game.
I don't know about that.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
Everybody's saying it was Marchand that lost it.
Nope.
Not...
It was 100% Chara.
Everyone else is saying Marchand.
Goal number two was Chara.
Everyone was saying Marchand.
Because what? He didn't miss a shot. Okay, we'll get... Damn, I didn't expect to get this far.
Yeah, welcome to Hockey Talk, you guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going, eh?
Get the stick on the ice now. Why don't we just do that pod?
Does everybody slip into your Canadian accents? I'll take out my Leafs jersey, eh?
Oh, geez, they're shooting the dogs in the Russian show, eh?
Oh, welcome to the Canucks and Nerder, dude.
Oh, boy.
Anyways,
so on tonight's episode, what we're going to do is not discuss hockey any further.
We're going to talk about the Rush album, eh?
Dude, well, BTO is better.
I'm sorry. That was good. Anyway, let's go over the agenda for tonight. So Chernobyl, it's gonna be a decent chunk as always. Yep. About several 10 minutes on that. There's a couple trailers that came out recently in the past week that we will be discussing: The Kitchen, Rambo, Last Blood, and Terminator, the sixth movie in the franchise called Dark Fate. Then what else is there? We got a few things in the news.
A few news thingies.
A few things in the news. But first, let's tie something up from Game of Thrones, because I forgot we didn't. You're right. We didn't do the winner of the Live Pool. So last week, actually, we determined that, or we decided that it's going to be a two-point. It's going to be a double point finale in the final episode. You had to have lived through the whole thing.
Yes.
But you get 2 points for that. So, shall I go in... I mean, it's pretty easy with the loser and the winner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the loser with 15 points is Sam.
Good job, Sam.
Who has way more blank spaces than anybody else.
Well, who did he have that died, though?
Theon died.
Theon died.
The Hound died. Ooh. And Yara was pretty much a no-show through the majority of the season.
Yeah, but she didn't make it to the end, but that was it.
Was she in the last episode?
She was in the last episode.
Okay, there you go.
So she got two points for that one.
2 points.
He did, yeah. And in first place, we have John with 26 points. He only had 2 blank spaces in the whole thing. Sansa and Gendry did not show up in one episode, and that was it for him.
Wow.
So this is it, because me and you were close pretty much from the second episode on.
Yeah.
In second place, or in third place, the person had 22 points.
Okay.
In second place, they had 23.
Oh, man. So close enough.
In second place is myself.
Yeah.
So it was the last episode.
I mean, I had what, 2 people die on me?
You had
Cersei and Danny.
Well, Cersei died the other
episode. I know, but like total. Then I had Jon.
Cersei died. I don't know why. All right, you're actually down to 20 points. Oh.
Why'd you get...
For some reason, Cersei
showed up in the last episode.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. She's already dead.
She was still there. But yeah, and then mind. I also had I also had with Giant's Bane, who showed up at the end of
Jon Snow.
Yeah,
obviously. It was that last episode, though.
We should have made a rule where, like, if your character dies but the Night King brings him back, that's an extra point.
Oh, yeah, but who would have that? Nobody, none of us would have got one.
What's your Bear Island lady?
Yeah, but we didn't. None of us put her down there.
Yeah, true, but so there were characters.
That doesn't count. Anyway. Anyway, shall we do Chernobyl, or should we stay with the news?
Chernobyl at the end,
we'll do Chernobyl at the end. Yeah. Why don't we do some news?
Okay.
It's going to be around for another 20,000 years.
So I think, again, like last week, there was, I think, a few articles floating around between all of us. Yeah. I guess I'll start. Just a box office result, and fairly shocking, in all honesty, Aladdin with $91
million. Yeah, that was, I don't know how.
No idea. That said, the Rotten Tomatoes gap is like 74% from critics and 95% from audiences.
Is it that high for critics?
It's a gap.
It's a gap.
I think it was 74 when I checked this afternoon. And it's shocking. That really shocked me that it was that high. Because all the reviews, obviously, from critics.
It's a 56, by the way.
Is it 56?
Yeah, 56%. And then audience score is 94. But once again, like I've said, Rotten Tomatoes is a tough score because it's whether or not you liked it or didn't like it. So basically, half the critics liked it, half the critics did not.
Yeah, I feel like almost 100% of the audience liked it.
Like, I feel like that's a better system.
I guess.
Because, like, once again, we've had this discussion.
Yeah,
the point system is so arbitrary where, like, I feel like it's almost better if you're just, I liked it or didn't like it.
Yeah.
And so, you can read whatever they or listen to whatever the critics said.
And remember, you have to get more nuance. You have to prove that you watched it now to rate it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which is good.
I like that.
I'm too.
Quite happy with that.
How exactly do you do that?
I don't know. Haven't done it yet.
We're not Rotten Tomatoes critics.
I'm assuming take a picture of your ticket stub or something.
There's a way. I don't remember, but
you're right, though. There's got to be a way. But I like the fact that they're attempting to do that.
Yes.
You know what's happened in the past.
Yeah, right now it's at...
a few major blockbuster movies.
For critics, it's at 165 fresh, 131 rotten. So, this movie, for me, I didn't want to see it when I first saw the trailers for it, and I still don't want to see it.
Fair enough. What does this mean for Disney, though? Because it sure as shit means that... they're going to keep making these things.
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the next one is what? Lion King?
Lion King.
So that's going to be huge.
I feel like Lion King, you can't fail.
Yeah, but it's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. But that's like, it's one of the biggest, like, between that and like Sleeping Beauty, but Beauty and the Beast. Like, those were its two big powerhouses of the 90s. And then like Aladdin as well. And, like, Aladdin, you can easily fail because there's people. Whereas, like, the other two, it's going to be heavily CGI. So it's like, you just kind of copy and paste the script.
Yeah.
So.
Shall we, just a side note, should I do a quick take on Coco?
Go ahead. Go.
Coco?
Do your Coco take.
Well, you're the only one who saw it, right?
Yeah.
You're the only one who saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
I really enjoyed that movie.
A lot of people love it.
I love it.
I get why, but I don't get why.
Well, like visually, it's stunning.
Yeah, it's not bad at all, and it's cool. The Day of the Dead. It's a great holiday.
Yeah.
It's a cool holiday. I enjoy that. But the first half of the movie, you just have to, get over the dark humor. Not dark humor, but dark comedy almost.
Because you're dealing with death.
Yeah, but then you're like. You visit the I don't know what it's called.
The Land of the Dead.
The Land of the Dead. Is that... All right, that's very basic. But you visit there, and then you see all these... It's like, you see the kids running around, and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And they're all happy and fun and stuff. I'm like, yay, happy Disney. Wait a second.
They're all dead.
Wait a second.
they all died as children.
This is a family. They were driving in a car. They all died. So, you know, you take... it's weird. It was, you had to get over that, and that took half the movie to get over. Not to mention, my one complaint. No, they're small little ones. It was okay.
Yeah.
I guess my major one that I didn't like was, the whole story is about this kid getting approval to be a musician from his family and dead family.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the movie.
Yeah.
You don't actually see him perform. You see him play guitar once for a bit.
You see him play it in the beginning.
And that's it. And that's it. Throughout the whole rest of the movie, there's only one other song.
Yeah.
And then at the end.
So, Un Loco Poco is the other, is the song that he performs on stage.
I don't know. But it's just two.
Un Poco Loco.
If I remember correctly, I think there's maybe two songs that were actually performed throughout the whole thing for him. And then there's like a lullaby at the end.
Yeah.
But it's just... I kind of would have liked more to explain that this kid's actually a talented musician.
Well, he's...
I get it that it's more of the point of preventing music from being in the family and things like that. Not to mention the weird concept at the end, how randomly this guy comes back. But every single person in his family knows how to play a musical instrument.
Well, they're all musically talented. It's just...
Supposedly.
It runs in the...
But then again, if it's not... I don't know. Whatever. The movie made you cry.
Oh God!
Hell yeah! The end? Made you cry.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that was a little tricky in the end.
Yeah,
it was a little tricky to get over.
Yeah, that one's a tearjerker, without a doubt.
Yeah.
On a good note.
Yeah, it was kind of a pleasant thing at the end. But no, it was an okay movie. It is on Netflix for those of you who have not seen it.
Just quick check. Have you seen Kubo and the Two Strings?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
Speaking of kids who play a string instrument dealing with dead people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that Disney too?
No.
Okay.
But it was also up for an Oscar. Was it the same? It wasn't the same year.
No, it wasn't the same year.
No, it lost to Moana.
That's right.
Kubo.
I definitely... Matthew McConaughey's in it. He plays Beetle.
Does not sound like Matthew McConaughey.
No, it doesn't.
On Netflix as well?
I believe so. And
might be on HBO.
Who plays Monkey? Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. It's stop motion. It's an amazing movie.
All right, I'll give that one
a shot. I will fight for that movie.
Yeah. No, like, I saw it after the Oscars aired, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, that deserved the Oscar.
It didn't win it, but...
No, but it deserved to win it over Moana. My God.
I still have yet to see Moana.
Me too.
I'm gonna wait until the daughter's old enough.
Yeah,
to enjoy it with her. You know, first movie.
You're
together.
Gonna get sick of that theme song, though.
I already have a niece who listens to it constantly. So,
all right.
That you're already Frozen, sick of it. The Frozen stuff.
I love the Frozen soundtrack. Phenomenal.
Anyway, moving on. Moving on to other news. Staying, I guess, in Disney.
Sure.
New Mutants got pushed back to 2020.
Oh my God!
And this includes reshoots. So,
oh Lord. Well, I guess that's good that they're investing.
They just gotta make a new movie now.
Yeah. So, according to the producer, it is with Disney oversight, obviously, because they own it. But I think Disney's like, you know what?
We're gonna make it family friendly.
I don't think that's gonna be the case. I hope they don't.
Yeah, because we were all looking forward to the horror theme.
Yeah, I like it. I just think that maybe the incompetence of some things in the movie may not be something maybe that Disney is appreciative of, or I don't know. Who knows what they're gonna do? Who knows what they're gonna do? But I don't want them to lose it. You're right. I don't think they want to lose that touch.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Someday it will be released.
Sticking with Mutants. 2020. Though. Yeah. Sticking with Mutants. The news came out, was it yesterday? That the entire ending of Dark Phoenix was reshot. Which was what all of the reshoots was all about. Because I remember like 6 months ago or so, they pushed it back and said they had to do a lot of reshoots. Supposedly it was because the ending was very, very, very similar to another superhero movie that they refused to name. I feel like we'll find out after the movie comes out. They'll name
Infinity
names.
Infinity War, probably.
I don't know.
I've heard people say Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
They moved the ending from space to a train. So it's like...
Oh, okay.
You know, Captain Marvel's finale does end in space.
Yeah.
So.
Spoiler.
My God.
If you haven't seen it now...
You're not going to see it. I mean, that's... that was a big news that dropped, I guess.
And it's still coming out.
It's still planning on coming out. Was it a couple weeks away?
It's like next week, right?
That's 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I
know there's a gap in between Godzilla. Yeah.
The hype machine, the hype train is running down the tracks, man. Let me tell you, firing up.
Are you excited to see this Dark Phoenix movie, John?
Dark Phoenix. It's no, no. Like I've seen like little trailers and clips, like, you know, in ads online, and I'm like, I don't give a shit about any of these people.
Yeah, it's like,
It's tough.
I mean, the original movies, it's like, you know, as mediocre as those movies were, I cared about those characters, and these are the same exact characters.
Just different actors, and I just don't care about them.
I'm also, like, still sitting there being like, are we still in the past? Is this still a past thing?
I don't know when it's supposed to be. Yeah, they, like, after...
Their timeline is so messed
up. And they did it to themselves. They shot themselves in the foot, because, like... It worked so well with Days of Future Past, where it's like, oh, by the way, we're fixing everything. It's like, oh, okay, so now we're going to take place in what, like the 70s, 80s. They're like, now we're jumping around some more. Like, why? And then, like,
First Class is in the 60s. Yeah.
But no, it's late 90s now, bro. Sorry.
No, I know. Now it is.
Wait, is it actually?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't know, man. Because
was it the second? So Apocalypse was in the 80s.
Right.
Days of Future Past was in the 70s. First Class was in the 60s.
Like early 60s. Yeah.
Which is funny because Havoc, who is Scott Summers' Cyclops' brother, is in the 60s. But then he shows up in the 80s. But they both are named Summers. And like they make the connection that they're brothers. But it's literally 20 years apart. Like... They don't understand their own timeline anymore. Like, they're thank God this is going to Disney. Like, this is the last one, and just reboot. They're just shooting themselves in the foot.
This is why I think the ending is Infinity War. This is why I think the ending is Infinity War. Yeah, no.
Dust them all, and then no, the ending is the ending of Endgame. They all appear out of a portal, and they're like, "Where are we?"
No, 100% in Infinity War.
Right?
Just all of a sudden sparks and then just a circle.
Like, no, the ending is Infinity War. So what happens is, like, the end, they all get dusted. And they don't know why. They just, like, all of a sudden, they just all, like, go into dust. And then roll credits, post-credit, is you see the... and then, like, it appears. And then they walk out, like, where are we? What time is this? And then, boom, they're in the MCU.
That would be so messed up.
I know. I would hate that.
Awkward transition ever.
I'm pretty sure it's Infinity War. I'm pretty sure the way they end it is the same exact CGI with going to dust from Dark Phoenix.
I don't know. I think that's what it is. Moving from space to...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then she like has to like undo it or some shit.
No, this is the last one. She's causing it. She's not undoing anything.
I mean, we already know from the trailers, basically they spoiled that Mystique dies like really early on in this movie. On top of the fact that Jennifer Lawrence... Yeah, because like you see like her being like, you're my friend, and then you see her fly away, and then they're at like a funeral.
She's like, I killed my friend.
Yeah. It's like literally back to back scenes.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you would think so, but who knows?
Yeah, you know.
It could be a switcheroo. I'm not going to lie. From that trailer, they probably reshot it 4 times.
Maybe. So I don't know. Well, Jennifer Lawrence was like, I'm done after Days of Future Past. And then I guess the money was good enough for the last one.
You get that paycheck, go for it. She's progressively getting less and less blue, so clearly.
Oh yeah, no, she hates the makeup. Oh yeah, she hates the makeup.
So, any other news?
Brightburn didn't do too well. What's its Evil Superman?
What's its reviews?
Not good.
Is that the Olivia Wilde movie?
Yeah. This is Brightburn. Is the Evil Superman?
Oh.
Rotten Tomatoes 57%. Fan score, IMDb 6.6, Metascore 45%. And I think it came in like third or fourth overall.
It had potential.
Yeah, it made $15 million, which is actually higher than its budget. Budget was only like $12 million. So it made its budget back, but $15.3 million. Like, that's bad. I'm sorry.
I guess. But
that's a loss only on
double
Sony's
that,
part.
And that's John Wick, so.
Yeah, but at least John Wick people like. That's the difference. Like, this looked good, and it just wasn't. It could have been good.
Well, speaking of. Do we have any more news?
No, I got
nothing. Don't got anything.
Yeah. So, speaking of John Wick and shoot 'em up movies, we do have a trailer for another shoot 'em up movie.
Oh.
Produced by Balboa Productions, which right? is didn't even know they existed.
Me neither.
Rambo: Last Blood. It is the 23rd movie in the franchise, the Rambo franchise, and hopefully it's the last. He says it's the last, but whether or not it actually is,
Last Blood. Because it was First Blood.
Yes, this
blood.
One's last
so
one.
So it looks like this is it.
It looks like it, but who? It's Sly. So who knows?
So, like, you know how, like, a lot of people complain about all the comic book movies out there? And how, like, oh, it's ruining Hollywood? I point to this, and the movie we'll be talking about later, Terminator, and be like, it's either comic book movies or that.
Yeah.
I'd rather get the comic book movies. They're
but you action know, shoot 'em up with little plot. Like there's always
you know
those
what? There's
movies.
Gonna be shoot 'em up movies, and right now, that's kind of the sleeper pick.
I mean,
look at John Wick.
Go back to the '80s. Like they did pretty well with those kind of movies with like Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
I mean, money wise, those movies are actually terrible.
Yeah, but I know.
In the '80s.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at everything else. There's all the, Jet Li movies were out, and Jackie Chan was kind of in his prime.
That was 90s.
Yeah, okay, then and you can go, like, Chuck Norris like, and all the Missing in Action, Delta Force.
Yep, the Delta Force movies.
All those others.
But, like, that was the thing. Like, the 80s was, like,
action
movies.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, Van Damme movies.
God, I love him. I'm sorry. This is just...
We were actually reminiscing about Street Fighter the other day at work.
Oh, it's such a great movie. I think it's really underrated how campy it is.
Okay. Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, the movie?
Ooh.
Which one's better?
I'm going to have to go with Street Fighter only because they made a second Mortal Kombat one. If they didn't make a second one, it would be very
good.
They made a second Street Fighter.
With the same cast?
No, they had tried to not reboot it, but it was like a continuation.
See, that's the difference.
Legend of Chun-Li.
That's the difference.
Remember that?
Mortal Kombat.
I know.
Mortal Kombat kept almost all of the same cast. Except for one.
Johnny Cage was different.
No, he was the same.
No.
Johnny Cage was the same.
Johnny Cage was not the same actor.
He got killed.
He got killed because it was a different actor in the beginning.
So Rambo!
Alright, anyway. Well, we could get all... Either way. Street Fighter is better.
Mortal Kombat.
In my opinion.
Mortal Kombat. Anyways.
So if you can't tell, there's not much to talk about with this
trailer.
No,
it's like...
It's Rambo on a farm.
I want to know what the major movie critic in this discussion thinks. John, please tell me what you think about this movie.
Rambo?
This trailer.
Yeah. Well, how's Rambo?
Dude, I don't know, man. It's really like Rambo. Like, you know, maybe I'll go see it. Probably not, though. Like, I'm just like, why? You know? It's like the other one, too. Like, I don't mean to skip over, but like, Terminator, I felt like nothing at all watching that trailer. I was like, yep. That's a Terminator.
Yeah, these are like more of the same movies. It's just like you look at them and you're just like, so you're bringing nothing new to this table. Just you're going to give us the same thing you've always given us.
Yep. That's all it's going to be.
I mean, at least with the...
Except now everybody's a bit older.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a bit more awkward.
I mean, I feel like...
movies.
Yeah, in both of them.
Even Arnold's in this one.
Yeah, I don't know how much in Terminator. I don't know how much Arnold's actually in this Terminator. Hopefully, it's not as much as in Genisys. Or however you want to pronounce
well,
that.
Well, no, let's finish up Rambo real quick.
Okay.
It's done. Moving on to Terminator.
Moving on to Terminator. Like, there's nothing to talk about.
In
like,
either of these.
Either of these. It's like, okay, you got a new Terminator who's a woman. Now, who's like mostly human?
They already did that in
Genisys. No,
Salvation.
Salvation. Yeah.
They already did that in Salvation.
Which was horribly done, by the way, because like that was an amazing plot twist that they ruined in the trailer.
Don't know why they did that.
Like, what was the purpose of being like, this machine guy, he thought he was human, but he's a machine. Like, that happens like halfway through the movie.
Yep.
And it's like a character development arc. Like, that's a main point.
Can we talk about the machine's plan?
I like, don't know if
it keeps failing, but they keep trying it over and over again. And yet also, they keep being like, okay, we failed then. Let's go forward a couple of years instead of going backwards. Or like, you have the ability to time travel. Maybe like send some more to help like the T-1000 or something.
They're not good machines. Just because they're machines doesn't mean they know what they're doing.
They figured out time travel, but this, you know, actual planning and assassinating somebody is really hard. They keep changing the target.
They don't want to go back to
the 8-bit Nintendo cartridges. Yeah. There's only so many times you can blow on it before you just throw it in the trash.
It's like they don't want to go too far back and then have to kill Linda Carter as a baby, because they're beyond that. That's just bad. That's
they
just
need to
evil.
Explain the time limit. There's got to be a time limit. You could only go back 55 years.
Can only go back to the 80s. Or you can only do it once. And then the next time you go back, you can only go back to the early 90s. And then after that, you can only go back to like the early 2000s. And then after that...
I mean,
like, at the very least, what was it, Salvation? Where they finally were just like, you know what? Let's just drop this whole time travel stuff. It wasn't good, but like at least they moved away from that.
That's true. And then Genesis, they went back to it.
They keep coming back to the same
plot. Somebody gets a lot of crap, but Sam, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Enough with the time travel.
No.
It's like the same
plot.
We'll
just do a little time travel at the end and that's it. Let's just do that.
More or less, I'm happy Linda Carter's back. That just like that's kind of like kind of nice because like her last movie was... T2, which is by far the best of the entire series, without a doubt.
Motion carried.
Yeah. So it's like kind of nice that she's back. I don't like, who knows though. You know, James Cameron's also back for the first time since T2.
Yeah, but he's just
producing. I know he's just producing, but he was like kind of involved in the making of this movie.
Who knows?
Like it's got the right pieces. But once again, it's based off of a movie from the 80s that was kind of a one and done kind of thing and shouldn't have been turned into a series.
Yeah, it's like, where do you go from
one and done?
Yeah, oh yeah. The first Terminator as a movie, like, it's kind of hard to move on from that.
Yeah, literally, T2 is just a remake of T1.
But this time, Arnold is good instead of bad.
T2 is considered one of those sequels that are better than the first.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because they just took the same plot and made it better.
But literally, like, you take the first Terminator as a movie, and you're like, okay, it's one and done. Like, you really don't have to continue. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But then, like, they were able to do a second one even better, which, like, Robert Patrick did an amazing job as the new Terminator. Arnold turning from bad to good was a great decision because he brought some comedy and, like, some great action sequences. And then it was just all downhill from there because, like...
What was the third one? The girl?
Yeah, the female Logan. One. Which, the ending is pretty good. It's just forgotten because the whole movie sucks. Because the ending, the whole point of the movie is they're trying to stop Judgment Day, so they have to go to like some bunker area. Well, not everybody does. A lot of people gave up on the series after early on. But like at the end, Judgment Day happens anyways, which is kind of interesting.
What if Danny DeVito was in these? We'll never know.
Right?
That works for twins.
When's Triplets
and,
coming out?
Junior.
I don't know. Eddie Murphy's in it.
Yeah, I know. It's still talking about it.
Well, anyway, both of these movies are coming soon.
I have higher hopes for Terminator than I do for Rambo.
To be honest, I have higher hopes for Rambo. Because, like, you know what? Every now and then, it's just fun to watch. What's just mindless violence.
That's true.
What's going to be what do you think's going to take the box office opening weekend?
Probably Terminator, because there's more...
Terminator fans than Rambo fans.
I guess, but Rambo's kind of at the point right now where it's, you know what you're going to get. It's literally shooting a lot of people.
Do we know what the ratings are on either of these?
They're probably both going to be R's.
Ooh, Terminator's probably going to be PG-13.
I don't know about that.
Rambo is probably going to be
R. Didn't James Cameron say he was going for R or something?
I think so.
I thought I heard something.
Rambo could definitely be
PG-13. I don't think it's going to be. Like, there was that scene of the fork going through the guy
in that
trailer.
Was the last Rambo...
Last Rambo was definitely an R, because that was when he was, in Vietnam or whatever?
Yeah, Vietnam.
He's always
just
in Vietnam.
Sat on the 50
the guy
cal.
Got shot in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just sat on the 50 cal for the last 25 minutes of the movie.
and the weird choice to have him reload. It was like, wait, you're going for realism now? It's a bit late for that.
They needed to take the break. He needed to take the break to get shot once. That's what they needed.
It adds tension.
Yeah.
So then
he runs out of ammo again, and then all of a sudden he's like, all right, I have this knife. Let's cut this dude in half.
I like how he also blows up the army boat. It's like the army boat gets taken out by a simple machine gun.
Well, I mean, 50 is not really small, but still, it'll definitely blow a few holes in the boat.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Rambo's going to die. We know that, right?
I think they'll both make their money back. I think they'll both make
their money back. I mean, the character. Rambo's literally going to die at the end.
I don't.
You know what I'm surprised about this?
What?
No little girl he's trying to save.
That we know of yet.
Supposedly, he goes to Mexico for a reason, and that's what it is, to save a family or a girl or something.
Like, because they're always saving a little girl.
No, it is. It's just you didn't see any
as much
plot
as I like
you
Logan.
You didn't see any plot in that trailer.
Like, as much as I love Logan, it's like that's also just a generic plot for a send off of a major character.
Yeah,
where it just says Rambo must confront his past and unearth his ruthless combat skills to exact revenge in a final mission.
Every Rambo movie.
Yeah.
every single movie.
I have to say, though, the one thing that this one stands apart from the others, it has a very a Western feel. I don't know.
Because it takes place in
it looks like
Because he's taking off the Mexican cartels.
Yeah. But no, everything about it just kind of feels like, oh, it's a Western. Like, there's a lot of shots in, the barn and stuff, and... I don't know. It's just like him preparing for a shootout, obviously.
You put Rambo in a cowboy hat. Boom. Western.
Yeah. Boom. Done.
Shall we go on to... I don't know if we get to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, no. We're literally beating two dead horses with a stick at this point.
Hey, they'll make their money back.
Yeah, possibly.
I think they will. Third trailer. The Kitchen.
Yes.
Do you want to...
Yeah, I was thrown off by, because I mentioned it to you guys. It was literally, I was watching a video before you guys showed up, and this showed up as
ad. Hang on. I got an alternate name for this kitchen. It's The Kitchen, or How I Learned to Start Trying to Be Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
Who directed it? All right, sorry.
Was it Scorsese?
Not Scorsese.
No, I know, but I just wanted to know.
So The Kitchen is based off of a DC Vertigo comic. So, boom, right there, it's in our wheelhouse. It's a comic book movie. It stars, Tiffany Haddish, Melissa McCartney, and
Elizabeth Moss.
With McCarthy attached to it, you'd think, oh, this is going to be a stupid comedy, like everything else she does. But it doesn't seem to be one. It seems very serious. So it's about
she's going in more serious direction.
She has.
Not every comedy is stupid she's in, by the way.
Name FYI. One where it's a smart comedy.
I like the spy one with Jason Statham and
Jude Law. I did actually hear that.
I think it was called The Spy.
Yeah, it's
right?
Yeah, Spy.
Yeah. Spy.
But she does
play. I hear good things about Bridesmaids. She was in Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't. Yeah.
It's not for
us. I haven't seen it yet, but.
It's not for us, Sam.
Doesn't mean I can't enjoy it.
You're right, though. But going back to this movie, you're right. It's got the Scorsese feel.
Yeah.
It's women trying to take over the mob.
It's a mob movie in New York in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there. Boom.
But it's good. It's different because it's the females who are trying to,
yeah, rather than
I guess oust the mob,
take over. It's kind of like a coup.
Their husbands are in jail because they work for the mob, and the mob was supposed to take care of them, but they weren't. So they decided to start their own.
I'm interested. I'm interested.
I'm not gonna lie. Might be good.
Yeah,
I don't have high hopes, but you know what? I might enjoy myself watching.
It's rare for me to be watching YouTube and the trailer shows up and I'm like, ooh, what's this? And like this is one of them. The last one I did this for was Green Book, which I still haven't seen. But you know what? It won an Oscar.
Haven't you seen Green Book yet?
I don't know. I
just get around to it.
I will.
So this director is Andrea Barloff. She was a writer for Straight Outta Compton, which is, I think, pretty good. And writer for World Trade Center, Blood Father, Sleepless.
Mm. Mm. The important one was Straight Outta Compton, though.
Yeah. Which is, I think that's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
It's one of those movies where, like, you know, I don't really care about NWA, but you know what? It's people said it was a good movie, and I like good movies.
This is her first.
Sam, what does NWA stand for?
Yeah,
this is her first director. So this is her directorial debut.
Yep.
So far, it looks pretty good.
For the fact that this not only is a comic book movie, but like a DC movie. My God.
Yeah, but it's not really.
This doesn't seem like remotely like a comic
book. Yeah, it's not.
I'm just
going
to be honest with you.
It's not the style.
Yeah, it's a different kind of comic. Vertigo is like DC's mature audience.
Think Watchmen. No, literally. Think Watchmen without the masks. And that's the style you're going to get with Vertigo.
Maybe. I guess. Yeah.
I mean, a little dark. Mature.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely like Vertigo is a more mature type of comic. Like that's DC. Vertigo is DC's like mature comics, like more graphic and whatnot.
I don't know. I'm in. This looks good.
Yeah.
Well, you said that was got picked up by Netflix?
No. That was different.
No, this one's coming to theaters. August 9th.
It's August 9th. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm down.
I'm kind of.
It's also got Common in it, so
yeah. Oh yeah, God. Yeah, it does.
I hate those commercials I think it's Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's just because it's on everywhere.
Yeah, oh my God, they're so annoying.
Shall we? Any other thoughts on The Kitchen?
Not really. Like, I'm just. I want to see more of it before I like really decide. But based on this trailer, I'm interested.
I feel like this is a bad name for this movie.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's the name of the comic.
I know.
I'm assuming it takes place in Hell's Kitchen. That's what I'm assuming.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's a very... Let me put it this way. It's a very appropriate title. I don't think it's going to do well marketing-wise. I'm just saying, like, if you... Like, this is just how dumb people are. If you have a...
No, I know.
Movie that has three women as a lead and it's called The Kitchen, like it could be like the most badass thing and people are going to be like, yeah, no, it's all right.
Yeah, but it doesn't, I mean, just looking at the poster, it doesn't make you think, you know, what you just explained.
Yeah,
most
people don't usually get the poster deep, frankly, but
so
we'll see.
So really quick. Really quick, so these are some other DC Vertigo movies. Constantine with Keanu. A History of Violence. That was based on
Queen.
V for Vendetta. The Fountain, The Losers, and now The Kitchen.
I really dislike
12 Angry Men.
I really dislike V for Vendetta.
It's got a huge following, though.
I know. It's just...
But, like, based on, like, those other... Like, you have an idea now, like, of, like, what kind of movies or comics these are. They are more for a mature audience kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So be prepared for a more mature of a movie. So
a mob movie that's more mature? Wow.
I know, right?
I feel like you can't help but call this movie intriguing.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the final topic?
Yeah, let's go to the final topic, which is Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, episode 5? No, 4.
4, because there's four. Next week's facts.
Episode 4.
Oh, okay. Next week is the last episode, right?
Yep.
Yes.
You guys feel like they're really rushing it at the end here?
I don't know. I felt the whole thing was rushing.
Whoa.
Stay on the podcast. It's not going to get any better.
on the whole going too quick and not having good like story arcs and plot points, I guess this show really did a nice job of kind of splitting each episode up nicely. Mm-hmm. So like we discussed earlier, the micro was in the first, and then the macro and how things affected everywhere else around it in the country and the world, episode 2. And then it went back a little bit more towards the micro, the smaller characters, what's happening to them. Yep. And now this one's more of, you know, it's what actually happened and
it's
after effects, yeah, but it's still
it's
the
kind
micro.
More, yeah, I would go with this is more of the after effects of everything because, like, they're still in cleanup mode, yes, but, like, now you're following.
There's no immediate danger anymore.
Right,
it's
yeah.
just, let's clean
I mean,
this up.
There is. We'll get to that scene later.
But then
later.
The next episode is the macro. So we have the trial. Or not the, like, inquiry
well, yeah, he,
or whatever
yeah,
it's
he's
called.
Going to, what, Vienna.
So it's I like how they kind of
well,
portion
it's,
all this
he's
up.
Going to Vienna, but, like, also just in the next time, it's also the trial of the people who
right,
who worked there.
Yeah.
So
which,
so.
Funny story, was actually held in Chernobyl.
Hmm.
Like, the trial was actually held there.
Huh. I did not know that. Well, anyway, this episode, so we get a little bit of some tasks that need to be fulfilled.
Yeah,
with it
robots.
Could be, it could be, all right, let's stay with the building then first.
Okay.
Yeah, the robots.
Yeah.
And it's I don't want to know if it's true, but it really shocked me that the when they called and asked the Germans for the robot,
yeah,
they
Western Germany.
Severely, they oh, read God. The yeah. propaganda Radkin yeah. instead
that,
of the actual.
That is true. So I listened
that is true?
To okay. the podcast okay. that's in association with
God,
this.
That's so fucked
and
up.
That is absolutely true. The Central Committee was so afraid of like letting people know how bad this really was. They were like, you know what? We'll just give them the propaganda number.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. And then it's. And then once they realize the robot's not going to work, the guy's like, we are going to use robots. Human robots.
Yeah.
No, bio-robots.
Yeah,
bio-robots. Yeah. And then you just start looking at these like, you guys have a minute and 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, yeah. God, what's
going
to
happen?
This
is the longest 90, they're the toughest 90 seconds of your life or whatever.
The most important
yeah,
90
important
seconds.
90 seconds.
It's like they have 90 seconds to go on the roof with a shovel, get some graphite, throw it over the edge, and then come back in, throw the shovel in a bucket, and
don't,
leave.
Don't look in the core. So what does the guy do? He
oh,
looks in
God.
It twice.
Yeah. No, that whole one-shot sequence was amazing.
It was 90 seconds. It was exactly
yeah.
90 seconds.
It was amazing. And, like, that was, like, how Sam was like, there's no more initial threat minus that scene.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that scene, like, you have the Geiger counter, like, going...
Oh, just that like, whole Geiger counter
no,
thing?
At the closer he got to the edge, the higher and louder
no.
it got.
The closer he got to the graphite that he was picking up.
No, the graphite, but also
but
the
when
edge.
When he gets to the edge, it's like off the chart.
Oh, yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
so loud. And then he takes a step away and it starts going
it's,
down
it's
again.
It's such a great way to just make tension yeah. in that scene.
And then the dude couldn't stay on his goddamn feet.
Yeah, and then he ripped open his boot
yeah.
and everything.
And I was like, soldier, you're done.
Which, like, is also yeah, like, soldier, you're dead.
Like, oh God.
Which, like, just I would recommend listening to the podcast for this because, like, right. they go way into depth about all this stuff. Where it's like, one thing I didn't know about radiation is so those 90 seconds they spend on that roof,
mm-hmm.
they can't get any more radiation in their entire life, or it will cause severe
wow.
problems. Radiation is a lifetime thing,
yeah.
Once like it's like a snake bite thing.
I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that, but what it is
you
like...
Gotta, the important thing is you have
oh,
to
no,
suck
no,
the
like
radiation
the
out of the wood.
No, it's like there's... Once you get a certain amount of... You can get a certain amount of radiation and be relatively healthy, but any more than that and you will get problems no matter how distant between yeah. those times you
like
get.
Like an x-ray.
Yeah.
So you're done
yeah,
with x-rays.
But the thing is, according to the doctor, it's like... this man received 30,000 x-rays per hour, you know. Yeah.
That was in the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, at least now there's a concrete thing on top of it. Sort of.
Is there?
Yeah, because they were pouring the concrete on top of the core to stop the...
There's a big old building on it. I think it's like made out of like zinc or something.
Well, now there is. But we haven't seen that yet.
The previous episode, they talked about that. You know what I haven't seen yet? That goddamn elephant's foot. Still waiting on that.
I don't think you've seen it, man.
I don't know. It's important.
Oh, yeah. You're probably not going to see it.
We'll see the building being built,
yeah. If anything.
Because they the only way they could take pictures of it was with a series of mirrors. Like, that's how radioactive the elephant's foot is.
Well, it was okay.
They've had people, like, touching it and shit.
It's still, like, a death sentence if you're even in that room for more than, I think, 90 seconds. It's not okay, because radiation just doesn't go away. It's got the shelf life.
It's all messed up.
Well, yeah. Speaking of messed up.
So, which part is messed up?
Let's talk about the dogs.
The dogs, which, this is a series where we've seen people, like, disintegrating from...
Inside out
from the radiation, and the most disturbing part about this whole series was that extermination team killing off all the dogs.
Yes. Okay. So
you knew it was coming.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You knew it was coming, and you're mentally preparing yourself as they're driving out and everything. You're like, okay, so okay, get ready. He's gonna shoot dogs. And then 10 minutes go by, and then you're slowly starting to think, hold on a second. We haven't seen puppies yet.
Yeah, and then the puppies show up. And then, oh, man. But no, so...
You didn't even think of it until like 10 minutes later.
So I'm sitting there in the basement watching this episode, not knowing what it's about. I have no idea. Dog sitting next to me, passed out. Now, my dog had a very troubling childhood where she was shot at before we adopted her. So she's sitting there, and she's passed out because, you know... I've been taking her for long walks, so she's out for the, you know, nothing can wake her until I hear ears perk up. She stares at the TV. I'm like, Skittles, close your eyes. Skittles, close. Boom. I'm like, Skittles, you can't be here anymore.
Just like when they're talking about the job where they're like, don't worry, it's easy. They associate humans with food, so they'll run right up to you.
Oh,
and you're like, oh.
It's easy. They're excited to see you, and they go up to you.
Right.
Then once the shot fires, they go inside for safety, so we have to go door to door.
And don't let it suffer, and then what's the kid do? He lets it suffer, and then
you know what the problem is? There's still the dog problem in Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a mess.
Regardless of what they did, they didn't do it.
Well, this episode starts off with the woman milking the cow, and she's like, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving, and then the guy shoots the cow.
That was a fantastic scene.
I know, but I'm like, you're an asshole. But,
like, I just love, like, old, stubborn Russian people. It's so great.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that. It was just what she said. I've been through 4 wars, six revolutions. And...
Yeah.
Or, like, because, once again, for the podcast, but the writer was talking about that, where he's like, reason why he put that scene in, it's like, I wanted to establish the fact that how much the Ukrainians have suffered over the years.
Yeah.
And for this to happen to them.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Chernobyl, though, is to this day, there are still people farming on those lands within the evacuation zone.
Yeah, they can only go on for...
Oh, no, they're living there.
3 months on, three months off.
No, they're living there. There's like thousands of people that live there.
Really?
They never left. Like, surprisingly, they survived all this. I mean, they probably die young. But
who knows what their children are going to...
It's been plenty of time.
For what?
It's been 33
years. if they were wearing one of those egg baskets, they probably can't have children.
Oh, boy. Yeah, those cod pieces were interesting.
Did you guys enjoy that they just shipped in vodka?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought that was water for the entire time, and I'm, like, so embarrassed that I didn't realize that was fucking vodka. Because it makes sense that they'd have to ship in water, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But them just being Russian and shit, it's like, oh, well, yeah, obviously they're just going to be drinking vodka the whole time.
I think it was a mixture of that, but I also think it was, yeah, we're sentencing these 750,000 people to death. We might as well get them boozed up. Yeah.
Give them vodka.
Yeah.
It helps the nerves.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to kill dogs.
Oh, God. Especially puppies.
Oh my god, that scene.
That scene was the worst.
But it's just like, you know, you're watching it, you're like, this is already incredibly painful to watch.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, what's the only thing that can make it worse? Oh, puppy.
Like, once they shot the puppies.
But then it got, so for some, it got even worse than that. Cause
oh, yeah. With
when
the,
they started talking about the woman who was pregnant.
Oh.
And he's like, she delivered. She got to hold her baby for 4 hours, and that was it. And then they showed her in the hospital. And it's
around
just,
all the babies, and around she's all the babies behind and the
she
curtain.
Has an empty crib.
Oh, my God. What a
Maybe you should have listened to the fucking nurse.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, no, she brought it on herself. True. Stupid bitch.
Oh, but again, man. This show is nailing how you're supposed to feel, and it's really hitting you.
Oh, yeah. Like after they killed the puppies, I went over on the couch and I was like holding my dog.
I did the same thing with my dog.
I'm so sorry.
I did the same thing with my dog. Like as soon as that scene was over, I stopped the thing and just went up to Misty and was like, I'm sorry.
I'm here to protect you. Yeah. So.
I'm glad I told Christina. I'm glad Christina stopped watching this.
Yeah.
Not from this past one. It would have stopped with the radiation.
Oh, yeah.
Like the boils and everything.
Amy stopped after the first one. I'm kind of happy that
she never would have made it through this one. So it's just. But
yeah, this one was easily the toughest one to watch.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, it's also revealing, too, of all the stuff that happened because there's other. I forgot the name of the reactors, but there are like 15 other ones.
Was
in
it
this,
like RKO? Yeah. Or, no, RKO is a movie studio.
RKBM.
RKBM, yeah.
Yeah, but there's something like 15 or 16 others where, in the Soviet Union where they had the same thing.
Because that like,
and they knew about the problem,
which
is even worse.
Yeah, the government knew of the problem, but did nothing because
even,
to train the
main character. I forget his name.
Which one?
The main guy.
The doctor. Not the doctor.
The professor.
Yeah.
Like, he knew about the problem.
Yeah.
But, like, they all thought, you know, which is, this is real, they all thought that, like, those extreme circumstances where it could explode would never happen.
Yeah.
And it happened.
Look at that. What do you know?
Well.
God damn it.
One left. We get the trial.
Yep.
And the inquiry. We probably get to see the building of the end, and then there's gotta be some.
There's gonna be some real footage.
Like
at the
no,
end
yeah. There's gotta be some notifications. Like
I think what's gonna happen here is that it's gonna be a bit of like the trial, but as they're establishing the timeline, they're gonna show you what actually happened,
which
I think is gonna be kind of cool because you know you really don't see it at the beginning, and I thought that was sort of odd that you know you. It really started with the incident. Like, you have the little prologue where the guy hangs himself. But other than that, I mean, it pretty much, there's no setup, really. It just happens.
No, you just see the explosion in the background. You're not even there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, so, you're right. No, I forgot they showed that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
Oh, no, I just, it was an interesting choice to make so that, you know. Like you find out what happened at the beginning at the very end.
Yeah, but it looked good the way they were doing it, or at least a preview for the next weeks, you know.
Well, I like how they've played this out like it's a mystery where it's like you have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
On that night.
Yeah. It's just like it exploded.
You know it exploded. You know these reactors aren't supposed to explode, so something went wrong.
Yeah. It comes down to a whodunit, like who's at fault kind of thing.
We already know somebody gets either imprisoned or gets killed, whatever. We already know somebody gets blamed for
it. Probably killed.
I think it's that guy, the mustache guy.
Yeah.
Because he said the name of the first episode. I don't
know. Datlov is the guy's
name. It's a D.
It's Datlov. Because I was like, Datlov? I know of Datlov's pass. I was like, is that named after him? And it's not. It's just a coincidence that they're both in Russia. But they share the same name.
But, like, funny story about him was they don't include in the series, but so he worked on installing nuclear reactors into subs, and there was an accident there. And he got
K-19?
Not K-19. but there was an accident there, and he got exposed to a lot of radiation then. Mm-hmm. But not enough to kill him. But he came out of that fine. His son later on died of leukemia. Somewhat unclear whether or not those two things are related.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of left that incident with a feeling of like, well, I survived radiation, so it's not that bad. Which kind of explains a lot of what he did that night. Where it's like, it's just a little radiation's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I liked how when, I forget what her name is in the show, when she was visiting him in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like smoking, looking out a window, which is, I feel like, what everybody was doing in the Soviet Union, like, just at all times.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, this episode was a tough watch. It really was.
This whole series has kind of been a little
I would say this is by far the toughest watch, this episode.
Mm.
Because you not only with her losing her baby, but also watching dogs die.
Yeah.
And then literally watching their carcasses fall off of a truck into a shallow pit that's filled in.
So there was apparently a story that they decided not to include about the dogs, and he didn't even say it on the podcast. All he said was the setup for it, which was at one time they were dumping all the dogs out, and one of them was still alive, and they were out of bullets.
Mm.
And that's where he stopped. And he's like, we decided not to include that story because it was too disturbing.
Yeah.
It's like, just dump some in on it. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal. All right. Yeah. Moving on.
A more lighthearted story from one of the podcasts, though, was so a lot of the scientists who worked with the committee to figure this out broke the law, and some of them went on trial. And one of them was going to spend the rest of his life in prison. So his trial was going on, but the trial never finished because the Soviet Union collapsed. So his trial never got finished.
Yeah, we're pretty close to the collapse at this point.
He's the Russian OJ.
Well, this is what really kind of like puts it over the edge in some respects.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Still love just how anti-Soviet this whole thing is. It really,
yeah,
really warms my heart.
Warms our American hearts to know how anti-Soviet this show is.
Well, I'm very, very impressed by this show, and I'm happy that I actually started watching it too.
Yeah,
and I think you guys were a little lukewarm on it too.
I was after the first episode. I was like, it was slow moving, but like I'll give it a shot, and I'm happy I stuck with it.
Oh, it's a slow burn, my friend.
Yeah, but it's a powerful, good slow burn. Yeah,
and I hate to say it, but I love it that it's only five.
Yes, please. That like
five episodes.
If this was stretched out, it would have been bad.
I mean, it's a documentary essentially. Right. It's nothing.
Well, because the only thing I can really compare it to that I've watched recently was The Terror last year, where it's based on historical events, but that was like 12 episodes long. It was a slow burn.
Same actor.
Yeah. Actually two actors.
Yeah. Isn't the firefighter?
Yeah. The firefighter was one of the characters from The Terror too. I remember I gave up on The Terror after like two or three episodes. I was just like, I can't do this. This is boring.
You didn't get to the bear?
I got up to the
That's like episode five.
Well, not no. The bear was early on. It was like episode two.
No, no, no. You didn't get to the point where he mauled. Yeah. And tried to kill it.
Oh no, I don't think I got. All to right, that
that's
point.
Episode five.
The point I got up to was when all the guys are attacked and like that the captain guy gets thrown down the hole head first. And like loses a leg.
I don't remember.
There's gonna be a sequel series to that coming.
There is with it's gonna be about was it Japanese in the World War II?
Like the Ring, right?
Kind of, yeah. And it stars George Takei is in it. He plays Yamato-san.
Sorry, what's going on?
The Terror is getting a second
season. No, I know that you got that, but like, what's the whole thing
about? It's like in an internment camp during World War II, Japanese internment camp, and there's like some kind of creature.
All right.
It's same kind of
so
like.
So the Terror is more or less a spiritual creature.
At this point, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not it's not like it's a continuation. It's just like, here's another historical thing.
Yeah, I figured it'd just be.
It's a historical thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Right, with supernatural stuff.
Well, I'm glad Chernobyl's still going. We got one episode left, one but more. I am going to put a call out to the listeners. Send us a message on Facebook, because we are looking for a new show.
Yes.
We are. We don't have really anything. John, you mentioned something. We didn't get the name yet, though.
Could I? Yeah. So, there's a show on Amazon that they put a lot of money into.
Oh, right.
Good
right.
Omens.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of trailers
for
this.
David Tennant. And Michael Sheen.
Yep.
And John Hamm. And looks like some other people, too. So, I might check out an episode or two of that.
It looks like a lighthearted comedy.
So, what's the whole...
Yeah, something like The Apocalypse with the nice smiles. Yeah.
What's the whole
David
deal?
Tennant's a demon. Sheen is an angel, and they have to work together to prevent the apocalypse or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen something with this.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, that was interesting.
Yeah, I've seen so many ads for this.
But there's already six episodes out.
Oh, is it?
Well, they all drop at once.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're all out then.
Oh, maybe
we can try that. But we will also take other recommendations as well,
please,
from listeners.
Yeah, it's out tomorrow on Amazon Prime, so feel free to check it out. So I'm watching Chernobyl again, and it's a little bit better with the sound off on the second time.
Oh God!
But it's still pretty bad when you see all the dogs come off the
off the
dump truck.
Yeah. Oh man! Yeah.
It's an incredible job casting to being like, hey, Barry Keoghan. Loved you in Dunkirk when you fell on your head and died. Would you also like to be in this movie where you shoot dogs?
Jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we are taking suggestions for shows.
Yeah, we always are.
Please. Anybody want to just give a quick update what you're watching?
Chernobyl.
Yeah, right. Chernobyl. Now it's Chernobyl.
Yeah,
that's
about it. Like
that doesn't count.
I honestly, like, it's still Z Nation, but I haven't really watched an episode in like a week, so.
Paradise Hotel for me.
He's still on that?
Yep.
Isn't the season over?
No, we're still eliminating couples. Not couples, but,
people.
Yeah, okay, I'm not getting into this at all.
No, it's tough right now because, like, there's stuff going on and then, like, you know, hockey's going on. That kind of takes up some nights, unfortunately, but yeah.
Well,
give me 4 weeks. I'll have my nights back.
Yeah. Good point. All right. So let's tie this up.
Ooh.
If you like all our episodes, you can find them on Podbeats, iTunes, and Stitcher for free.
Yeah, we're free.
Send us a message. Facebook.
It's a free podcast.
Facebook.com/.
You don't have to send us any money.
You can. I mean, just
we'll
I don't want to.
We'll just ask
we
for
won't
suggestions.
Accept it. We will not accept it. It's a free podcast.
We'll just accept suggestions and recommendations and ask that
in
you
the
subscribe.
Form of money. Write them on the back of a $20 bill and send them in.
Send it to Sam's Recommendations.
Anyway, that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.